This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm already dealing with distractions, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't started this hour yet. It's 7 after the hour, however. Call to action time on the DJB Experience with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. The distraction is I'm being sexually harassed by these three ladies who are talking about having a naked wedding. And I'm feeling distressed.
Yeah, that was us that said that, right?
Right.
I think I should sue someone.
Way to transfer the naked comment.
Yeah, good luck with that. I haven't recorded what you said, so I'm pretty sure you won't get very far.
Good luck with that, says the lady. All right, here we are with the ladies of the day and me. The whole sexual thing and what happens when you are sexually distracting, if that's what it is. The Bill O'Reilly case has been settled and solved, and you can kiss his butt goodbye, at least far as Fox is concerned. However, I think he'll show up somewhere else. Something to maybe be discussed later on in terms of what do they do to save their bacon. I think they've, I don't want to get down too far down this road, but O'Reilly will be fine, and Sean, if they're smart, will go to 8 o'clock. And that'll be the end of the conversation.
Well, they've already made the announcement about what's going to happen.
They have?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. What'd they say?
O'Reilly's gone. Tucker Carlson goes into his position. And so they've actually redone their whole whole lineup. At 5 o'clock, instead of having the 5, they now will have Eric Bolling, who will do a show until 7. So they've blown out Brett Baer, which I'm hoping they'll use him somewhere else because I actually think he's really good. Martha McCallum is keeping her show, but it's not going to be the first 100 days anymore. It's just going to be the story with Martha McCallum. And then Tucker Carlson at 8, 5 o'clock my time. The 5 at 9.
Dumb.
And then Hannity at 10.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
There you go.
Dumb, dumb, stupid, not smart.
What do you think about it, Doug? How do you feel?
I think it's stupid. The best name, and really the only name at Fox now, is Hannity. And Hannity, because of his relationship with Trump, manages Trump. The smart thing about what they did in getting rid of O'Reilly, get rid of a problem, even though it's going to cost him about $60 million to do it, but he's gone, and he's not a problem, and so all the groups that are agitating won't agitate. But the number one relationship that Fox has now in terms of news makers and news stories is with Trump, who readily talks about Fox every day. And who is the best and most connected person on Fox to Trump? Duh. Hannity. So you put Hannity on against Rachel and gain something, this is annoying me. I hadn't seen that lineup. I just knew the story of what was going on with O'Reilly. That was really what my mind was on. But I think that's a stupid move on their part. Tucker Carlson he does actually attract an audience. I just find him so annoying.
He does really well in the ratings. He's doing a lot better than Megyn Kelly ever did.
Yeah, but he's not doing as well as Sean does. And putting Sean and the Trump story at 8 o'clock is the smartest thing they could have done. Okay, enough. But that we're being distracted. I was talking about distractions earlier on, because what we do in our lives, all of us, what you do as you start your day is you brush your teeth and go to the bathroom at the same time, right? You start your day by doing two things and then just keep going doing two things, cup of coffee or Super Beats. And something else. Is there always an and? Are you emailing and texting at the same time? Or are you emailing and doing something else? I'm driving and I'm on the phone at the same time.
Do you really brush your teeth and go to the bathroom at the same
disgusting.
Time?
Yes, I do.
I don't even want to ask a follow-up question.
That seems unhygienic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is it unhygienic?
I'm just unhygienic? Say I hope that you use two separate hands.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. You...
Let's just never mind. Forget what made you
think that going to the bathroom requires hands at all?
What? Oh, girl. No, that's worse. Oh, that's worse.
Really?
I'm sorry, guys. I felt like I had to ask, and then I
know. See, that's why I didn't want to ask a follow-up question, because
now there's a visual. I'm going to thank you for that, Kara. Thanks.
Good morning. That's one way to wake up.
Sexual harassment. I'm suing. All right, anyway. Back to distractions that you consciously expect. Research out today shows that you actually... Why are you chuckling? You're laughing.
Who's chuckling? Chuckling?
I heard chuckling someplace.
I don't know who's chuckling.
Anyway, research today.
There might be a voice in your head. Well, that's me now. I'm laughing at you being senile. But
senile? How's that? Research shows you actually outperform people who get no interruptions at all. If you're doing two things at once, you're outperforming people. I've always been a performer. I always have gotten more done than most other people who were attempting to be productive. It just, that's the way I am. Everybody's different. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. I think it's not an attitude. It's not something that you try to do. You either have it or you don't. Do you agree with that, ladies? You either are, and a lot of it has to do with astrology, frankly, and how what your signs sort of put together equal in terms of your personality and your abilities. So I'm going to bet all of you are multitaskers in different ways. I know
Women traditionally are better multitaskers than men.
Agreed.
But, you know, there was a big study last year that I heard on NPR. They did a whole series on it. And it turns out that people who are, like, really good at multitasking, they compared those people with people who are better at doing just one task at a time. Mm-hmm. And the people who are the good at multitasking, they might actually get stuff checked off their list. But there was a lack of comprehension when it involved reading. And doing something at the same time. Basically, you're really not that good at multitasking, and you're not really absorbing everything you're doing if you're multitasking versus doing a single task at a time.
Mm-hmm. So I am, as usual, I'm doing several things at the same time. When I'm talking to you, I'm looking around at things that get my attention. I've always thought it was kind of fun to watch different things, and now you're in a playground, at least in my arena, and I don't know how many screens you have in front of you. I have three screens in front of me, plus, unfortunately, to Victoria's dismay, a lot of paper in front of me that brings me around to seeing a lot of things. Then I have to zero in on something, which I probably will be less and less likely to do, because according to Victoria, I'm getting senile, so I may not be able to control all of these.
Better
balls.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I know that you have a lot of, visual distractions and, you know, around you during the show, but I can always tell when you're not fully listening to us.
Really?
Because you have a tell, yeah. Without even being in front of you and looking at you, I know when you're not fully listening to us, because you always go, really?
Yeah?
Really? Really? See? Every time you say that, I know you're not really listening to us.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I was listening to you completely there.
That time.
What got me attention at the beginning of the hour, talking about a naked wedding.
Well, that's only because I don't have a wedding dress anymore. So, well, that's where that came from.
What happened to it?
I got a call last night that they won't be able to get my dress in time, and so now I have to start all over with 2 months to go. So it's super fun and not stressful at all.
Why do they? What's the problem?
The dress just can't be made in time, I guess. But they waited a month to tell me.
Have to go to Mars to get the material? What the hell?
You know,
it takes 2 months.
That's actually
about
not a terrible idea. Would be to go to a fabric store and then hand a seamstress a picture of your dress and just have them make it.
That might be an option. I'm going to call them today and find out what my options are from the store, because it's already paid for. So, and then that might be, yeah, a last resort. I don't know. Anyway, So that's my distraction for the day. I'm co-hosting a show and shopping for wedding dresses online.
That's so.
I'm multitasking.
See? What'd I tell you? All right, in a moment, the most beautiful woman in the world. In addition to the three who are here, there's one more, and we'll out that person in a moment here on the DJV show.
Guess what, Friday? Thursday is coming for you. You've been the best day of the week for far too long. But now every Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings sells boneless wings at a discounted price. That's right, Friday. Thursday's looking real confident. And it's not afraid to use partial-priced wings to be the big man on the calendar. Boneless Thursdays. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Woman, 17 after the hour. People in the news today, including, what's the matter? Last night I was speaking at town meeting.
Whoa.
I did that, yeah. On damn allergies. Julia Roberts has been named People's World's Most Beautiful Woman. She's earned this 5 times, 49 years old. First time it came when she was 23, after she'd been in Pretty Woman. The magazine, is that out today or tomorrow? It's out this week.
I think it's out tomorrow. Friday, tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. She talks about everything in her life. She has, I didn't know she had 3 children. All with the same guy?
With Danny Motor, yeah. There's a set of twins in there, I believe.
Yeah.
You know who I wish she'd married? After Notting Hill, I thought she would be great with Hugh. What's his face?
Grant.
I thought that was a great movie.
That is a good movie.
Isn't that a good movie? Yeah. Anyway, she's been married to this guy for 14 years. So do we agree with that selection, Jennifer? Is she the most beautiful woman in the world?
Well, I think it's hard to say that there's just one, and usually people's selection class is always Hollywood. I think she's lovely. Yeah. And, I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a little vintage choice, because I don't know if she's got anything going on more recently, but I think it's a great choice. She's beautiful.
Are you, Victoria, yes or no?
Oh, I love her, yeah. I mean, I think it's really nice that it's someone who's, in her late 40s. That's also nice.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
But, I agree with Jen. I don't really know. This is also kind of a political choice, too, like with whoever. All magazine covers are like that. So whenever they choose someone, there's a reason behind it because there's also something to promote. So there's obviously a movie or something that she's got going on that's going to be out soon.
Kara, you like that choice?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, they could have picked me instead.
Yeah, of course.
Those jerks.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
All right. We are entering into the portion of the program that's known as the Dead Zone. Pretty soon we'll be talking about dead musicians, and we can preface that by acknowledging that Aaron Hernandez is still dead. He wasn't on suicide watch, which is interesting. Here in Massachusetts, there's a lot of discussions, you can imagine, about him hanging himself, including his family saying foul play, that the guys, the guards in the prison did it. He didn't do it to himself, but he was murdered. So let's see where that goes. Meanwhile, the Patriots, without Hernandez, go to the White House today, which might be a little bit distracting somewhat, at any rate. 21 after the hour. Hi.
lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Selection of tunes from a new unreleased album from Prince to mark his death, a 6-song EP of material called Deliverance being released tomorrow. This is the title track. I don't like this at all.
Really? I love this.
I love like it a lot.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, it's... I love how we say we like something, you go, it's awful. It's
terrible. Just because something's not in your wheelhouse, I should say, doesn't make it awful.
How am I supposed to judge it?
Just say
I'm
you don't like it.
On my taste. I don't like it. I think it's awful. However,
I think it's awful. Some say it is awful.
I did say, well, it is awful in my opinion. Awful.
Anyway, I think Deliverance is the right name for it because it's obviously a gospel kind of church vibe that he's got on this.
All right, let's
so.
Listen to the second one. I'm going to hear the next one. It was. As I am. Better. All right, so let's go to the third one. Because okay, this is it.
You'll like that, right?
Yeah. This week. I like that. Yeah, no, this is good. This one I like.
This is very Broadway-ish, though, isn't it, right?
Songs written and recorded while Prince... was still alive. Really?
I know. Right?
That's good to know.
Okay.
That's very good to know. This is one of the smartest guys. Not only was he good at what he did, but he was smart about how he did things. Unfortunately, he wasn't so smart about how he took care of himself in the last few years. But these songs, this song anyway, is an avenue for protest against what he saw as injustice in the music industry.
Yeah, this was back in 2006 to 2008 when he didn't have his name.
No.
He was still just the symbol.
Right. So, anyway, this stuff, first one comes out tomorrow and then the rest of them on June 2nd. If you're into Prince, that's an honor. So, the family in the music industry, they'll say, oh, they miss him, but they're happy to make a lot of money on releasing stuff, and this is a good venue for doing that. That's right? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Speaking of people who are dead, the sale of... Well, here's an interesting reality. Johnny Cash was a poet. If you listen to his music, it was all real musical poetry. And in the lead-up to the release of his new album, Love and War, Brad Paisley revealed that one of the new tracks is called Gold All Over the Ground, and it's an old Johnny Cash poem. Is that what we're playing in the background here?
This is it.
A poem anchored by the line, if you're ever down, I give you rows of roses and gold all over the ground.
Love it. Very pretty.
That's nice. Good for him. Good stuff. 28 after the hour.
Lost in darkness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all struggle in life. We all hit dark times of pain and desperation. When those times arise, we don't make the most effective choices. And we most unfortunately and regrettably tend to hurt others. But we're not the only ones who hurt others, because others certainly hurt us at times as well. When others do hurt us, seemingly intentionally or not, one of the most important things we can keep in mind is that hurt people hurt. People who are in pain tend to lash out at others, and people who are in a state of complete peace have no reason to lie, slander, backstab, or otherwise be harmful. So know this, people who hurt you emotionally are also hurting themselves. For more understanding and conversations about all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with Ray Lewis.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is upon us, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Experience. You can find us at DJV Show. Follow us on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Didn't post anything, Victoria, on our Facebook page yesterday. Got distracted by, in my multitasking world, doing farming and political town meeting stuff. Because it's that time of year, gotta fix all the problems of the town, and of course, me being the leader that I am, working hard. Actually, multitasking today Let's see. Victoria's trying to find a wedding dress while she's on the program. I'm cooking fish. And it just had an interesting flavor experience.
You always cook fish at 6 in the morning. That is just...
Cooking fish.
So gross.
And I used the knife that I cut the fish with to cut my orange. And it was really an interesting taste. I just...
Ew. Could you be grosser today? Like,
I know. It's really bad today.
He hasn't even told you this morning about the weird stuff he ate last night, so.
Oh, no.
All right, anyway. So, Jennifer, what are you doing to multitask at the moment as long as Kara's participating? She's got three or four things going on in the studio there. What are you doing to multitask?
Surprisingly enough, I'm actually just focusing on you. I'm looking at Facebook right now, but I am focusing on what you're saying.
Great.
And how it makes me feel.
There's a new study out today suggesting that psychedelic drugs can induce a heightened state of awareness and consciousness. Brain scans from healthy participants who took ketamine and LSD, the magic mushroom stuff, had increased random brain activity after taking the drugs. The increased random activity came with sensations like floating, suddenly finding inner peace, a sense that the self was disintegrating, and the distortion of time, or the perception of time. The lead researcher said, what we find is that under each of these psychedelic compounds, this specific measure of global conscious level goes up, so it moves in the other direction. The neural activity becomes more unpredictable. Until now, we've only ever seen decreases compared to the baseline in the normal waking state of people who were using these drugs. So what's changing? If it used to be that it went in the other direction and now it's going in a positive, why? Are the drugs better? What is the...
I don't know. What does this mean?
We all know that it was... I mean, this goes back to the 60s and the Woodstock time. That was Grace Slick there. That was when we knew what magic mushrooms, or we thought we knew what they were all about. I never took them, but I certainly knew a lot of people who did. And I wonder, what the heck, an LSD? Timothy Leary. Anybody here remember, even know who Timothy Leary was?
Name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he was the king of LSD and was a proponent of being on drugs and high all the time.
Is he the one? Did they test drugs on people to see what exactly did he do? Did he do, like, experiments?
On himself.
Yeah. I guess that's okay then.
Yeah. He was on the forefront, the cutting edge. I don't know if that was... at any rate, it's one of those things you think about it, and if you know what life was like, this would be a good conversation to have with your father. Although I can't imagine, Jennifer, your father, I can't see him on drugs.
No. My dad's not the drug type. No.
No. Nothing. But I bet he, like me, has plenty of friends that are on drugs or have been on drugs or maybe still use marijuana. I don't even know that many people who are my age that drink, but they are using marijuana. And I find it disgusting, actually. Is that judgmental on my part? It bothers me. I've never liked being around marijuana.
Oh.
But go ahead, ask the question.
No, I was just going to say, I was just going to ask the follow-up, like, what about it is so bad to you?
Smell, I don't know, I think.
I mean, it smells terrible.
Yeah. Weird, yeah. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner getting candid about her romantic life with ex-wife Kris Jenner. The memoir is called The Secrets of My Life. And there's an excerpt of it in the same People magazine that we were talking about a few minutes ago with regard to Jennifer. Thank you, Jennifer. You just became the most beautiful person in the world.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll take it.
You want to take it?
I'll take it.
All right, anyway. So we were talking about, what's her face? Julia Roberts being the most beautiful person. And then with People magazine, there are all kinds of things that float around inside there. And so the promotion of the book, The Secrets of My Life, this is the beginning of what will be, I don't know, maybe it isn't even the beginning, There's a $300 million payday in this for Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. That's why this was done, in my opinion, anyway. I don't know that.
$300 million? Where'd that number come from?
Early on, there were speculative things about movies and books and things, the story of her life, and how it would make a lot of money for her, and somebody came up with a number of $300 million. So I don't know.
That's That seems like a lot, but...
It does.
Yeah.
So what would be enough to get you to change your sexuality?
Oh, I don't think that... Oh, that's what you're saying, that she was paid to do that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think she was paid. I think she saw what the opportunities were in various ways of exposing herself to...
Yeah, but I think... I mean, I think she was dressing like a woman for a long time. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
there are pictures of her out in public like that. Just no one knew who it was.
From years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she said that when she would do these motivational speaking tours, which Bruce Jenner was sort of famous for, she would wander around the hotel dressed, like, in drag. And no one would know, because that was her time to do that. And Kendall, one of her youngest daughters, just said in a new interview with Vogue that she went down into the kitchen one day at, like, 4:30 in the morning... And there was her dad dressed completely in drag. And
really?
That was the time that he did that, because it was before the kids were awake. So this has been going... I mean, this is... I don't believe that there's money in... I mean, it's coincidental, perhaps.
Money. Yeah, but there's money.
But I don't think that money was a motivating factor for a sex change.
Yeah, okay.
I think to do it so publicly, of course they're capitalizing on the money. I mean, she could have done this quietly and just gone away.
But Jennifer, how much money would it take for you to have a sex change plan?
I don't know that there is enough money. I'm pretty happy where I am.
Okay. And same
how
with
about you,
Victoria?
With me?
There's no amount of money.
There's no amount of money. No.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, because we know who our genders are set. You know, like we're confident and comfortable with our gender. So if you're not, then you know, I think that there's no amount of money that could prevent you from wanting to do it.
The problem is there are some people who are completely motivated by money no matter what. I'm not one of those and never have been. If I were really interested in making money, I would have run this business and this program in a lot different fashion than I have. There were different ways of doing things. I just was never a sellout. I'm not sticking on my chest. Oh, good guy. This is not something money doesn't motivate me. I'm happy to make money, and I've been fortunate to have times in my life when I've made a lot. The present is not included in that time frame, but, you know, it follows. You do what you love, and the money will follow you. I've always been a believer in that. But I think to just do things for money is very unspiritual and very unproductive. And in the end, it'll get you. Because money can't be a god. It can't be the end-all and the be-all. It just can't. And so some people figure it out, some people don't. At any rate, speaking of money and what drives people, I don't think, as much as I am... sort of distracted by football, I would bet that most of the people who play football and do well and make money don't do it for the money. I think most people who play any sport don't do it for the money. They're happy to get the money, and once they realize they're good, like Alex Rodriguez, they're happy to go for as much as they can go for, and I don't have a problem with that either. But to go play, to decide when you're 10 you're going to play baseball because you can make a lot of money, you will not be successful at playing baseball.
Yeah.
It fits in.
Got to do it for the love of the game, right?
All right. Speaking of that, Patriots went to the White House yesterday. Tom Brady. What were the highlights of the visit? I guess this would be a good Victoria story.
No, I think Jen saw this. I didn't actually see it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. So what did Trump say when the Patriots came to the White House, Jen?
He did a nice little welcome to them and talked about the fighting spirit, and he praised everybody on the team. He talked about Bill Belichick, of course, who he's had a long relationship with.
Why did he have a relationship with Belichick?
He's actually had a friendship with Bill Belichick. I don't know why, but they've been friends for a lot of years. Tom Brady was a friend, and also Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, right, yeah, were all friends with Trump. So
was Kraft there?
Why? I don't know. I don't know if I saw him. But Trump talked about the Malcolm Mitchell, who's a rookie, and they didn't talk about Tom Brady too much. I don't know if the president did that by design or if it was because Tom Brady wasn't there. He said that he couldn't make it because he was spending time with his mom. Not everybody from the team came. Some of them made some political statements about why they didn't show up. But I thought one of the funniest moments was Rob Gronkowski.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Why is it that politics so drives you? You're invited to the White House, for God's sakes. Leave your politics on the door and just go in and enjoy the fact that you are a member of the team that won the Super Bowl. You're being acknowledged as a national treasure. These people who are so wrapped up around that stuff. Ugh. Anyway, that's my comment. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, no. I think one of the funniest moments didn't happen when President Trump was meeting with the Patriots. It was when Sean Spicer was doing his daily press briefing, and he's standing up at the podium, and all of a sudden, Rob Gronkowski pops in from the side and goes, "Hey, Sean, you need some help?" And Sean goes, "No, I think I've got it. I kind of think I've got it." And he goes, "Are you sure? Are you really sure?" And then he takes off. And it was very cute because Sean Spicer, I guess, is a huge Patriots fan. So he kind of was geeking out a little bit at the podium. He goes, "That was pretty cool, wasn't it?"
Even cuter to bring him up there and let him take the questions from media. That would have been cute. All right. And so, I don't know. There's no more to say about Aaron Hernandez. That's sort of been coupled because he was a Patriot. The fact that he hung himself or didn't, his family says that he was murdered by the guards, whatever.
His lawyer seems very adamant that he wants a full investigation launched because he said they were preparing for his appeal and that Aaron was really looking forward to proving his innocence. So
somehow or other, Hernandez got a hold of marijuana in jail. Shocking to think that in jail you can get a hold of drugs.
I've never known anyone to smoke weed and then want to kill themselves. So I don't know. That's also very suspect to me.
Yeah. All right. So maybe there is something to
there
what
might
the lawyer
be.
Says. How do you think?
That could be. You
John 3:16 written on his forehead and he was reading the Bible.
In his own blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
All right. Some good news from the world of sports. Serena Williams, although apparently having sex without being married, is pregnant. Is that the story?
She is. Yeah, she announced yesterday she's 5 months along, which she doesn't look it, so no one really knew.
So I saw a picture of her. What's this guy's name? Ohanian?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Her husband-to-be, mm-hmm, carrying her on the beach. Now, this is a
big
woman.
Yeah, he looked
woman.
A little strained.
Yeah.
To me, it was kind of embarrassing. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't the most flattering picture I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Better off, she could have carried him easier than carry her. But congratulations. Good luck to her. And the circumstances of their—it just is neat, and you hope that that love that you can see now carries on through not only with the two of them but to the baby as well. That's the hope that you have. I do anyway.
Yeah.
11 before the hour on the DJV show.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Every April, millions of Americans from all walks of life commiserate as they suffer through the painstaking task of filing their taxes. Year after year, people sift through endless forms and confusing instructions. With an outdated tax code and overregulation stifling job growth, it's time we come together to help Americans to take back what's rightfully theirs. Our country has an opportunity to grow our economy, bring back jobs, and empower the middle class.
We'll be right back.
My name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Here we are at 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV Experience. Jennifer is, Jennifer's taking a shower. She hit the showers, so Victoria and I will have the privilege of bringing you up to date. Actually, this is Victoria's gig because she's good in technology. I'm good at commercials, so I'm going to tell you that the Tech Talk moments are brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps you, all of you who have small businesses, especially that listen to this program, that love us, are going to love us even more when you find your next person by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, if you're hiring, this is the perfect way to hire. All you got to do is post your job on ZipRecruiter.com, and then it goes to all the top job sites automatically. Yes, yes, yes. Now you can do that by going just to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and you do it free. Yep. Try the first shot. Post your first job by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do that, and you will be a happy camper. The technology world this week, especially thinking about taxes and paying taxes and all that sort of thing, there are a number of tax scams that have shown up this year, most of them on the phone. And because they're on the rise, there is a move to sort of try to protect customers. And here's the story about one of the wireless companies that is doing a good job protecting customers. Here's Andy Solomon with the story.
T-Mobile recently rolled out Scam ID and Scam Block to safeguard customers from scam calls for free. These scams cost Americans hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Grant Castle of T-Mobile has more.
With Scam ID, customers are automatically alerted on their caller ID when an incoming call is likely a scam. And if they don't want those calls to ever reach their phones, they can dial #662# to enable Scam Block.
These free new customer protection features are powered by patent-pending technology built right into T-Mobile's network, which means scam blocking works on every single phone.
Every year, 3 out of 4 people in the U.S. get at least one scam call, and fraudsters cheat consumers out of more than $500 million per year. Phone scams come in all shapes and sizes, from the IRS scam to Medicare cons to free travel to credit card scams and countless others.
For more, go to t-mobile.com/call protection. Now you're in the know from T-Mobile.
All right, so yesterday we had a lot of conversation about Lyft and Uber. Today is 4:20. You'll have to explain why there's discounted riding at Lyft for April the 20th. Victoria?
Well, today is the unofficial weed smoking holiday, 420. And so Lyft has partnered with the Colorado Department of Transportation to offer discounted and free rides throughout Colorado all day today. The Colorado safety people say our goal for this partnership with Lyft is to encourage marijuana users to treat marijuana consumption just like drinking and make sure that you always drive sober. According to CDOT, 17% of DUI arrests in 2016 involved marijuana, and 55% of people who use marijuana think it's safe to actually drive when you're smoking. So Lyft has these cars that are specially branded and they're green, and it says on the side, plan a ride before you get high. And so you'll see them all around Colorado today. So good luck to anyone in Colorado. You can get a free ride with Lyft.
As long as the driver's not smoking, you're all set.
Right.
Here's the story about some exciting news. Apple dominating the world with yet another new iPhone, it would seem.
Yeah, it's the 10th anniversary of iPhone this September, and it turns out they're not launching one, but they're launching 3 new iPhones this fall. Really? And the new phones are going to have the edge-to-edge curved glass screen, which makes it similar to the Galaxy S8 and the 8 Plus that we talked about last week. They have that infinity display, so it looks like you have more screen, which is cool. Apple is reportedly playing with the positioning of the existing rear-facing lenses for the camera, and they're testing out a dual lens for the iPhone's front-facing camera, which is great news for selfie takers because it'll be a much better camera. And then if all goes according to plan, we won't see these new phones until September, but hopefully we'll get a preview in June at the Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, so we might actually get some images of these new iPhones. And apparently they're going to be waterproof and made of glass.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can take them underwater, actually, and take pictures underwater with them.
I don't know that they're going to be submersible like that, but they are definitely working on being a lot more water resistant.
Yeah, because now you get a few drops on them, and this really screws them up.
Yeah.
I've had mine out in the rain, and you have to set it and let it dry out.
Yeah.
Air blow, do the air dryer thing on it to dry it out.
Stick it in a bag of rice. Yep.
Right.
Yeah, that does.
That's an interesting way of doing it. Well, thank you for that tip. That may be the most important tip of the day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.